And Jesus said, You know me not, or you would know my Father, and if you knew the Father you would know the Son, because the Father and the Son are one. 11. I go my way and you shall find me not, for where I go you cannot come, because you do not know the way. 12. You cannot find the way because your hearts are gross, your ears are dull, your eyes are closed. 13. The light of life cannot shine through the murky veil that you have drawn about your hearts. 14. You do not know the Christ, and if the Christ be not within the heart there is no light. 15. I come to manifest the Christ to men and you receive me not, and you will dwell in darkness and in the shadow of the grave till you believe the words I speak. 16. But you will vilify the Son of Man, and lift him up and laugh to see him die. 17. But then a little light will come and you will know that I am what I am. 18. The people did not comprehend the meaning of the words he spoke. 19. And then he spoke unto the people who believed in him and said, If you abide in Christ, and Christ abide in you, and if you keep my words within your heart, 20. You are the way, you are disciples in the way, and you shall know what is the truth, and truth shall make you free. 21. And still the people did not understand. They said, We are the seed of Abraham and are already free, we never were the slaves of any man. Why do you say, We shall be free? 22. And Jesus said, Do you not know that everyone committing sin is slave of sin? Abides in bondage unto sin? 23. If you sin not, then you are free, but if you sin in thought, or word, or deed, then you are slaves, and naught but truth can set you free. If you are free through Christ, then you are free indeed. 24. You are the seed of Abraham, and yet you seek to kill me just because I speak the truth of Abraham. 25. You are the children of the flesh of Abraham, but, lo, I say, there is a spiritual Abraham whom you know not. 26. In spirit you are children of your father, and your father is Diabolos, you hang upon his words and do his will. 27. He was a murderer from the first, he cannot tell the truth, and when he tells a lie he speaks his own, he is himself a lie, and he is father of himself. 28. If you were children of my father God, then you could hear the words of God, I speak the words of God, but you can hear them not. 29. A Pharisee stood forth and said, This fellow is not one of us, he is a cursed Samaritan and is obsessed. 30. But Jesus heeded not the words of Pharisee or scribe. He knew that all the people knew he was a Jew. 31. And then he said, Whoever keeps my words shall never die. 207. 32. A lawyer said, And now we know he is obsessed. Our father Abraham is dead, the prophets all are dead, and yet this fellow says, Whoever keeps my words shall never die. 33. Is this man greater than our father Abraham? Is he above the prophets? And all of them are dead. 34. And Jesus said, Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, he saw it and was glad. 35. The lawyer said, You simple man, you are not 50 years of age, have you seen Abraham? 36. And Jesus said, Before the days of Abraham I am. 37. Again the scribes and Pharisees were in a rage, they took up stones to cast at him. But, like a phantom of the night, he disappeared, the people knew not where he went. Chapter 136. Jesus teaches in the temple. Relates the parable of the Good Samaritan. Goes to Bethany. Teaches in Lazarus' home. Rebukes Martha for her anxiety about the things of this life. 1. And Jesus stood again within the temple courts and taught. 2. A master of the law was sent to question him that he might find a cause to censure and accuse him of a crime. 3. He said, Lord, tell me what to do that I may have eternal life. 4. And Jesus said, You know the law, what does it say? 5. The lawyer answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. 6. And Jesus said, Lo, you have answered well, this, do and you shall live. 7. The lawyer said, My neighbor, who is he? 8. And Jesus said, A man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho, and lo, he met with robbers on the way, who beat him, robbed him of his goods, and left him bleeding by the way. 9. A Pharisee was going down that way, he saw the wounded man, but then he had no time to lose, he passed by on the other side. 10. A Levite came and saw the man, but he was loath to soil his sacerdotal robes, and he passed by. 11. A lawyer on his way to Jericho observed the dying man, and then he said, If I could make a shekel I might help the man, but he has nothing left to give, I have no time for charity, and he passed on. 12. And then a stranger from Samaria came that way, he saw the wounded man. His heart was touched with pity, and he stopped, dismounted from his horse. 13. Revived the man, and placed him on his horse and took him to an inn and charged the keeper of the inn to nurse him back to strength. 14. He gave the keeper all the money that he had and said, Your charges may be more than this, but care for this unfortunate, and when I come again I will pay all, and then he went his way. 208. 15. Now, Master of the Law, which of these four was neighbor unto him who fell among the thieves? 16. The lawyer said, The man who showed him mercy, he who cared for him. 17. And Jesus said, Go on your way and likewise do, and you shall live. 18. Now, Jesus, Peter, James and John went out to Bethany where Lazarus lived. 19. And Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard him speak the words of life while Martha served. 20. And Martha called, but Mary would not leave the Lord to help her serve. 21. And Martha said to Jesus, Do you not care that Mary makes me bear the burdens of the serving all the day? I beg that you will bid her help. 22. And Jesus said, You are too anxious, Martha, for your guests. You need not trouble so about the things of life. 23. You grow a-weary by your care for little things and slight the one thing needed most of all. 24. Your sister here has chosen far the better part, a part that none can take away. Chapter 137. Jesus and his disciples go into a retired place to pray. Jesus teaches Lazarus how to pray. The model prayer. The value of importunate prayer. Parable of the importunate housewife. 1. Now, in the evening Jesus, Peter, James and John, with Lazarus, went out beyond the village gates to pray. And Lazarus said, Teach me to pray. 2. And Jesus said, The prayer I taught the 12 to pray while we were up in Galilee is one acceptable to God, and when you pray just say, 3. Our Father God who art in heaven, holy is thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. 4. Give us this day our needed bread. 5. Help us forget the debts that other people owe to us, that all our debts may be discharged. 6. And shield us from the tempter's snares that are too great for us to bear. 7. And when they come, give us the strength to overcome. 8. And Jesus said, The answer to your prayer may not appear in fullness in a little time. 9. Be not discouraged, pray again and then again, for God will hear. 10. And then he spoke a parable, he said, A housewife was alone at night and, lo, some guests arrived, and they were hungry, having had no food for all the day. 11. The housewife had no bread. And so at midnight she went forth and called a friend and said, Loan me 3 loaves of bread, for guests have come, and I have naught for them to eat. 12. The friend replied, Why do you trouble me at midnight hour? My door is shut, my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise to give you bread, tomorrow you can be supplied. 209. 13. The housewife asked again, and then again, And then because she pled, and would not be refused, the friend arose and gave her bread. 14. Behold, I say to you, ask firmly and you shall receive, seek trustingly and you shall find, knock earnestly, the door will open up. 15. All things are yours, and when you ask, not as a begging man would ask, but as a child, you shall be satisfied. 16. A son may ask his father for a loaf of bread, the father will not give to him a stone. 17. Or he may ask him for a fish, he will not give a crab, or he may ask him for an egg, the father will not give a pebble from the brook. 18. Behold, if men of flesh know how to give abundantly to children of the flesh, will not your heavenly Father give abundantly to you when you shall pray? Chapter 138. The Christians in Jerusalem. They meet a man blind from birth. Jesus teaches a lesson on the cause of disease and disasters. He heals the blind man. 1. The Lord with Peter, James and John were in Jerusalem. It was the Sabbath day. 2. And as they walked along the way they saw a man who could not see, he had been blind from birth. 3. And Peter said, Lord, if disease and imperfections all are caused by sin, who was the sinner in this case? The parents or the man himself? 4. And Jesus said, afflictions all are partial payments on a debt, or debts, that have been made. 5. There is a law of recompense that never fails, and it is summarized in that true rule of life. 6. Whatsoever man shall do to any other man, some other man will do to him. 7. In this we find the meaning of the Jewish law, expressed concisely in the words, tooth for a tooth, life for a life. 8. He who shall injure anyone in thought, or word, or deed, is judged a debtor to the law, and someone else shall, likewise, injure him in thought, or word or deed. 9. And he who sheds the blood of any man will come upon the time when his blood shall be shed by man. 10. Affliction is a prison cell in which a man must stay until he pays his debts unless a master sets him free that he may have a better chance to pay his debts. 11. Affliction is a certain sign that one has debts to pay. 12. Behold this man, once in another life he was a cruel man, and in a cruel way destroyed the eyes of one, a fellow man. 13. The parents of this man once turned their faces on a blind and helpless man, and drove him from their door. 210. 14. Then Peter asked, do we pay off the debts of other men when by the word we healed them, drive the unclean spirits out, or rescue them from any form of sore distress? 15. And Jesus said, we cannot pay the debts of any man, but by the word we may release a man from his afflictions and distress. 16. And make him free, that he may pay the debts he owes, by giving up his life in willing sacrifice for men, or other living things. 17. Behold, we may make free this man that he may better serve the race and pay his debts. 18. Then Jesus called the man and said, would you be free? Would you receive your sight? 19. The man replied, all that I have would I most freely give if I could see. 20. And Jesus took saliva and a bit of clay and made a salve, and put it on the blind man's eyes. 21. He spoke the word and then he said, go to Siloam and wash, and as you wash say, Jehovah. This do for 7 times and you shall see. 22. The man was led unto Siloam, he washed his eyes and spoke the word, and instantly his eyes were opened and he saw. 23. The people who had seen the man for many years sit by the way and beg, were much surprised to see him see. 24. They said, is not this man the Job that was born blind, who sat beside the way and begged? 25. He heard them talk among themselves, he said, yes I am he. 26. The people asked, how were you healed? Who opened up your eyes? 27. He said, a man whom men call Jesus, made a salve of clay and put it on my eyes, and bade me say a word and wash in Siloam 7 times, I did as he commanded me, and now I see. 28. A certain scribe was passing, and he saw the man and heard him say that Jesus, by the word, had opened up his eyes. 29. He therefore took the man up to the synagogue, and told the story to the priests, who asked the man about the miracle. 30. The man replied, I never saw the light until today, for I was blind from birth. 31. This morning as I sat beside Siloam, a man I never knew put on my eyes a salve that people say he made of clay. He bade me say a word and bathe my eyes in water 7 times. I did as he commanded and I saw. 32. A lawyer asked the man, who was it opened up your eyes? 33. The man replied, some people say, his name is Jesus and that he came from Galilee, but others say, he is the Son of God. 34. A Pharisee came up and said, this is the Sabbath day, a man who does a work like this, regarding not the Sabbath day, is not from God. 211. 35. Some of the priests were much amazed and said, a wicked man could never do a miracle like this, he must possess the power of God. And so they strove among themselves. 36. They asked the man, what do you think about this man from Galilee? 37. He said, he is a prophet sent from God. 38. Now, many of the Jews did not believe the man was blind from birth, they said, there is no power to open up the eyes of one born blind. 39. And then they brought the parents of the man before the Pharisees that they might testify. 40. They said, this is our son who was born blind. We do not know how he received his sight. He is of age and he can tell. Ask him. 41. They were afraid to say what they believed, that Jesus is the Christ who came to manifest the power of God, lest they offend the priests and be cast from the synagogue. 42. Again the rulers said, this Jesus is a wicked man. The man who had been healed stood forth again and said, 43. This Jesus may be sinner or be saint, I do not know, but this one thing I know, I once was blind, but now I see. 44. And then the scribes and Pharisees reviled the man and said, you are a follower of this man from Galilee. We follow Moses, but this man, we know him not, and know not whence he is. 45. The man replied, it is a marvel that you know not whence he is, and yet he opened up my eyes. 46. You know that nothing but the power of God can do such things. 47. God hears not sinners pray, and you must know that he is not a wicked man who can employ the power of God. 48. The Pharisees replied, you wretch! You were begotten and were born in sin, and now you try to teach the law to us. And then they cast him from the synagogue. 212. Chapter 139. Jesus meets and instructs the man who was blind, unfolds the mysteries of the kingdom, the sheepfold, declares himself the shepherd, goes to the home of Massalion, where he abides 7 days. 1. When Jesus heard what had been done and how the priests had cast the man whom he had healed out of the synagogue, he found the man and said to him, 2. Do you believe in God and in the Son of God? 3. The man replied, I do believe in God, but who is he, the Son of God, of whom you speak? 4. And Jesus said, the Son of God is he who speaks to you. 5. The man inquired then, why do you say, the Son of God? Is there but one? 6. And Jesus said, all men are sons of God by birth. God is the father of the race, but all are not the sons of God by faith. 7. He who attains the victory over self is Son of God by faith, and he who speaks to you has overcome, and he is called Son of God, because he is the pattern for the sons of men. 8. He who believes and does the will of God is Son of God by faith. 9. The man in joy exclaimed, Lord, I believe in God, and in the Son of God. 10. And Jesus said, I came to open prison doors, to make the blind to see, but, lo, the Pharisees are blind from birth. 11. And when I put the salve of truth upon their eyes, and bid them go and wash, and speak the sacred word, they will not go, they love the dark. 12. A multitude of people pressed about the Lord, and he stood forth and said, 13. You men of Israel, I say to you, the fold of God is large, its walls are strong, it has a gateway in the east, and he who does not enter by the gate into the fold, but climbs into the fold some other way, is thief and comes to rob. 14. The shepherd of the sheep stands by the gate, he gives the secret sign, he knocks. The watchman opens up the gate. 15. And then the shepherd calls his sheep by name. They hear his voice and follow him, they enter through the gate into the fold. 16. The sheep know not a stranger's voice, they will not follow him, they flee away. 17. The people did not understand the parable that Jesus spoke, and then he said, 18. Christ is the gateway of the fold, I am the shepherd of the sheep, and he who follows me through Christ shall come into the fold where living waters flow, and where rich pastures are. 19. False prophets come and go. They claim to be the shepherds of the sheep, they claim to know the way, but they know not the word of power. The watchman opens not the gate, the sheep heed not their call. 213. 20. The shepherd of the sheep will give his life to save the sheep. 21. A hireling flees to save his life when wolves infest the fold, and then the tender lambs are snatched away, the sheep are scattered everywhere. 22. I am the shepherd of the sheep, I know the sheep of God, they know my voice, as God knows me and I know him. 23. The Father loves me with a deathless love, because I lay my life down for the sheep. 24. I lay my life down when I will, but I may take it up again, for every son of God by faith has power to lay his mortal flesh aside and take it up again. These words I have received from God. 25. Again the people strove among themselves, they were divided in their views concerning Christ. They could not comprehend the words that Jesus spoke. 26. Some said again, he is obsessed, or he is mad, why listen to his words? 27. And others said, his words are not the words of one obsessed. Can unclean spirits open up the eyes of one born blind? 28. Then Jesus left Jerusalem and with Massalion he tarried certain days. Chapter 140. Jesus and the three disciples return to Capernaum. Jesus receives the report of the 70. With his disciples he goes through all Galilee encouraging the believers. He heals a woman. Relates the parable of the little seed and the great tree. 1. The time had come for the return of the 70 whom Jesus sent abroad to preach. 2. And Jesus, Peter, James and John began their journey back to Galilee. 3. They went up through Samaria, they passed through many villages and towns, and everywhere the people thronged the ways to see the man the 70 had told about, and Jesus taught and healed the sick. 4. And when they reached Capernaum the 70 were there, and they were filled with joy, they said, 5. The Spirit of the Lord of hosts was with us all the way, and we were filled. 6. The power of the sacred word was manifest in us, we healed the sick, we caused the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, the blind to see. 7. The very devils trembled when we spoke the word, and they were subject unto us. 8. And Jesus said, as you were going on your way, the heavens were bright with light, the earth was bright, they seemed to meet and be at one, and I beheld, and Satan fell as lightning from the heavens. 9. Behold, for you have power to tread on serpents and on scorpions, and these are symbols of the enemies of men. You are protected in the way of right, and naught can harm. 10. And as you went I heard a master say, well done. 214. 11. But you may not rejoice because you have the power to heal the sick and make the devils tremble by the word, for such rejoicing is from carnal self. 12. You may rejoice because the nations of the earth have ears to hear the word, and eyes to see the glory of the Lord, and hearts to feel the inner breathing of the holy breath. 13. And you may well be glad because your names are written in the book of life. 14. Then Jesus looked to heaven and said, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast revealed thyself to babes, and taught them how to light the path and lead the wise to thee. 15. What thou hast given to me, lo, I have given to them, and through the sacred word I have bestowed on them the understanding heart. 16. That they might know and honor thee through Christ, who was, and is, and evermore shall be. 17. And then he said aside, unto the 70 and 12, Most blessed are your eyes because you see the things you see. 18. And blessed are your ears because they hear the things they hear. 19. And blessed are your hearts because you understand. 20. In ages that are gone the wise of earth, the prophets, seers and kings, desired to hear and see and know what you have heard and seen and known, but they had not attained and could not hear, and see and know. 21. And Jesus said again, Lo, I have gone before you many moons, and I have given to you the bread of heaven and the cup of life. 22. Have been your buckler and your stay, but now that you have learned the way, and have the strength to stand alone, behold, I lay my body down and go to him who is the all. 23. In 40 days then we will turn our faces toward Jerusalem, where I will find the altar of the Lord and give my life in willing sacrifice for men. 24. Let us arise and go through all the coasts of Galilee, and give a salutation of good cheer to all the sons of God by faith. 25. And they arose and went, they entered every town and village on the coast, and everywhere they said, The benedictions of the Christ abide with you forevermore. 26. Now, in a certain town they went up to the synagogue upon the Sabbath day, and Jesus taught. 27. And as he spoke, two men brought on a cot a woman bent near double with disease, she had not risen from her bed for 18 years without a helping hand. 28. And Jesus laid his hand upon the woman, and he said, Arise, be free from your infirmity. 29. And as he spoke the word the woman found that she was straight and strong, and she arose and walked and said, Praise God. 30. The ruler of the synagogue was filled with wrath because the healer healed upon the Sabbath day. 215. 31. He did not censure Jesus face to face, but turning to the multitudes he said, 32. You men of Galilee, why do you break the laws of God? There are 6 days in every week when you may bring the afflicted to be healed. 33. This is the day that God has blessed, the Sabbath day in which men may not work. 34. And Jesus said, You inconsistent scribes and Pharisees! Upon the Sabbath day you take your beasts of burden from their stalls, and lead them forth to eat and drink. Is this not work? 35. This daughter of your father Abraham, who has been bound for 18 years, has come in faith to be made free. 36. Now, tell me, men, is it a crime to break her bonds and set her free upon the Sabbath day? 37. The ruler said no more, the people all rejoiced and said, Behold the Christ. 38. And Jesus spoke a parable, he said, The kingdom of the Christ is like a little seed that one put in the ground. 39. It grew and after many years became a mighty tree, and many people rested in its shade, and birds built nests and reared their young among its leafy boughs. Chapter 141. Jesus speaks words of encouragement, rebukes an officious Pharisee, attends a wedding feast, heals a dropsical man, rebukes guests who seek chief seats, relates a parable of a wedding feast. 1. And Jesus went into another town upon the coast and spoke good words of cheer to those who followed him. 2. And one stood forth and said, Lord, are the few that enter into life? 3. And Jesus said, The way is rough that leads to life, the gate is narrow and is guarded well, But everyone who seeks in faith shall find the way, and they who know the word may enter in. 4. But many seek the way for selfish gain, they pound upon the gate of life, but it is fast. 5.